American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Today, the Federal Reserve announced its second interest rate cut of the year as policymakers move to support the labor market despite inflation remaining above the central bank's target. Fed policymakers voted to lower the rate to a new range of 3.75% to 4%. The move follows a rate cut in September, which was the first reduction of the year. Turning Point USA is holding an event at the University of Mississippi later today. Ole Miss TPUSA chapter president Leslie Lockman made these comments on Fox.
We are so beyond thrilled that they chose Ole Miss. It's an American-loving college, and we're seeing red, white, and blue from the you saw just now in that clip. People lined up for hours in the rain. We're excited. The energy has been electric, and we can't wait to see this event happen.
AFN will have additional coverage on the event in later newscasts. Tucker Carlson is in the news again as he made these comments this week on his program about Christians supporting Israel.
How do you explain Mike Huckabee, Ted Cruz, and they're a lot like that, John Bolton. I mean, I've known them all, George W. Bush, like the Karl Rove. I mean, all people I know personally who I've seen like be seized by this brain virus, and they're not Jewish. Most of them are self-described Christians, And then the Christian Zionists who are, well, Christian Zionists. Like, what is that?
Right.
And I can just say for myself, I dislike them more than anybody. You know, because like, what? Because it's Christian heresy and I'm offended by that as a Christian.
Dr. Gerald McDermott, professor of theology at Jerusalem Seminary, made these comments on Washington Watch. He said he used to think differently about Christians supporting Israel.
I had a wake-up call about 25 years ago when I was leading a church tour of Israel, and my guide took me aside after about my second day of giving my little spiel at each biblical site and said, Dr. McDermott, have you read so-and-so? And I said, no, I never heard of so-and-so. Are you familiar with this book and this article?
He said he went home and told his wife that the tour guide got him to think about his point of view.
So I went back to the States and looked up these books and these scholars, which led me to more books and scholars, which led me to more. And eventually I realized that everything I had been saying was wrong. And I had been told by all my professors at Chicago and in Iowa that the land promise had dropped out of the New Testament. So you know what happens when you're told that something does not exist? You tend not to see it.
He went on to say after he did further study, the gospel and Jesus looked different. The University of California, Berkeley is offering an undergraduate course on abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Here's AFN's Bob Kellogg.
Campus Reform reports the course teaches American immigration policy is based on racial superiority. Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute says Berkeley is not violating the law because universities are given tremendous discretion in what they teach.
The real infringement here is not so much a violation of state or federal law, but rather the trust of the parents who are sending their children to such institutions. Courses are to increase critical thinking in universities, not blatant political extremist indoctrination.
Dacus further notes two deportation attorneys who will undoubtedly show prejudice against ICE are teaching the course.
The two professors teaching this course reportedly are themselves criminal defense immigration attorneys. There's no balance here. It's clear and blatant bias with a radical agenda that will not serve to benefit students.
Campus Reform further reports the course has no required materials that defend ICE officers. I'm Bob Kellogg.
A few strong and severe storms popped up yesterday in East Texas as a strong cold front moved through. There were some reports of possible brief weak tornadoes. And that is all our time for now. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.